right, our next speaker is going to be another UMass student. Everyone, yeah, keep it on the sidewalk, please. Our next speaker is going to be Brian Caloris, who's another student at UMass Boston.
Yeah. Hi, I'm a UMass student, and something that I've seen for the last 2 years at UMass is our crumbling facilities. And students would talk about this all the time. We never got anything done. When the two billionaires, daddy's boys, come to our school to speak at a debate, everything gets fixed around the area that they're coming in, though. And we have Sodexo Marriott at our school, which is the number one investors in prison labor. We have a writing proficiency exam that's racist and classist. But still, the only time that they pay any attention to our school is when these two billionaires' daddy's boys come in. And they won't let any candidates that speak to our issues about universal health care and free education like Ralph Nader. And we really need to start something to, raise some hell at this debate.
Next, we have someone from our sister campus at UMass Amherst who's involved in the Graduate Student Union there, James Shaw.
How you doing? You know, President Bulger was on our campus a couple of days ago, and people were complaining about him selling off the university's education for distance learning, trying to allow private corporations to offer courses on the internet. And there was a room full of students there protesting what he had to say, protesting the actions they were taking. And how did our president react to that? Well, he said, you know, students are just passing through, and they shouldn't be given the right to make any decisions. Democracy is when I make decisions, is what he told us. And that's just what's going on here at UMass Boston. I'd like to know, were any of the faculty consulted to close the campus for 2 days? Were the students consulted about closing the classes for 2 days? No. It's not a surprise, and it's part of the pattern that's going on with the University of Massachusetts. The university is converting itself from a public university into a brand name. UMass isn't just a symbol, now it's a logo, and a corporate logo. And along those lines, the university's turned its campus over to two corporate-sponsored presidential candidates. And it's not fair. The campus should be open. It's a place for open debate. And for anyone who, you know, for any legitimate candidates like Ralph Nader to debate, they should be allowed to debate. Are students going to get their money back for the education they're not getting? Should they?
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Well, as you know, there's a lot of voices excluded from this presidential debate. A lot of views that we think would best represent students at UMass Boston, working class students, a very diverse campus. And we have one of them here today. He's a longtime peace and civil rights activist, and he's also the presidential candidate for the Socialist Party. Give a big hand to David McReynolds.
For those of you who are students at the University of Massachusetts, Boston U, the logic ought to be that the administration cleans the toilets and keeps the building warm in winter and cool in summer. The decisions about the courses and who is invited on the campus should be made by the faculty and by the students. That's what a university is about. The administration should be cut down to size. It is outrageous they would close the school for 2 days, and outrageous they would limit who could come on. I want to speak not about the Socialist Party. I am their candidate. I have nothing more to say about that because we're on the ballot in only 7 states, and I cannot defend my right to be in this debate. But I want to defend the right of others who are on the ballot in enough states that if they carried those states, they could win. That includes Ralph Nader. It also includes Buchanan. It includes Hagelin. It includes a range of views, all of which you're not going to be allowed to hear, nor the American public allowed to hear. This is a scam game in which you have two major parties, and although other candidates are qualified, are on the ballot, they are not being allowed to be heard, which means that the issues that will be discussed will not include the military budget. We have a military budget of $350 billion. The Russian budget is $5 billion. The question of the drug war will not be discussed. The question of legalizing marijuana will not be discussed. The question of 2 million people in state and federal prisons will not be discussed. The question of raising the minimum wage to $12 an hour will not be discussed. issues of life and death importance for millions of people in this country will not be discussed. The question of sanctions on Iraq, on Cuba, on North Korea, Libya, that will not be discussed. What you need, if you're having a democracy, is a genuine range of views. What you've got in the debate coming up tomorrow is a narrow range, where the two candidates fundamentally agree on the basic issues. I think you'd be proud if, in fact, the campus was open for a genuine range and exchange of views. You'd be willing to forego some of the improvements lost. You'd be willing and able to say to the world, we had a great debate here. We're proud we could host a debate where a range of views were heard. But you're not able to say that. Look back 8 years ago when Ross Perot ran. The reason he got so many votes in the polls was because he had millions of dollars to pour in to television. You're not giving people a chance to hear Buchanan, Hagelin, and Nader. I'm not taking sides on them. I'm arguing that you have a right to hear them. The public as a whole has a right to hear what they have to say. They should be able to challenge Bush and Gore directly. That is not going to happen. It is not going to happen because the administration at your campus is complicit with the Presidential Debates Commission, and that Debates Commission is a rigged situation where you have the two major parties combined running that program. We need to recalculate how we're going to have debates in this country so that anyone who can get on the ballot in enough states to win the election is able to take part in those debates. Thanks for coming. You've made your point.
All right, well, we're here today at 1 Beacon Street because this is the downtown offices of UMass's president, William Bulger, who is somewhere way up there on the 26th floor. And we've come to deliver him a letter, and I'm going to read it to you now. Dear President Bulger, on October 3rd, 2000, $2.1 million, the equivalent of approximately 5% of UMass Boston's fall semester budget, will be spent to bring a major media event, the first presidential debate, to our campus. Yet the UMass Boston community of students, faculty, and staff find ourselves not only shut out of the debate proceedings, but also shut out of our own school for two entire days. To add insult to injury, the media has been told that students will not be reimbursed for this loss of valuable class time. Meanwhile, UMass Boston's physical plant is visibly eroding, its environmental quality is poor, its library and other facilities are underfunded, many of its faculty and staff are underpaid, some earning less than a living wage and lacking basic benefits. Meanwhile, its students, the raison d'etre of the entire institution, are suffering the negative consequences of these and many other systematic inadequacies at great peril to their future success. On October 3rd, 2000, this extremely diverse working-class campus will provide a platform for two wealthy men to outline their corporate-driven programs. Programs designed to decimate further the already shredded safety net of government-supported social services, which the citizens and residents of this commonwealth depend on in a myriad of ways throughout the course of their lives. We believe that the expenditures of the university and the commonwealth must reflect the priorities of their constituents. Public spending must benefit the public, and the university must be preserved as a sanctuary for the free expression of a diversity of ideas and political positions. We cannot stand by while money from our state government finances this exercise in cheapening American democracy while our campus falls apart around us. Since the UMass community was never afforded an opportunity to participate in the decision-making process for holding the presidential debate, and since our pleas for redress through official channels at UMass have fallen upon deaf ears, we have had no choice but to demonstrate to make our voices heard. Make your voices heard. So we, the UMass Boston community and the people of Boston and this great Commonwealth of Massachusetts, must demand the following of the UMass administration. Number one, open the UMass Boston campus for classes on October 3rd. Number two, reimburse students for any class time that they lose from any debate-related shutdown. And number three, provide a reasonable space for free speech on campus before and during the October 3rd presidential debate. We hope that you will take the time to think carefully about our demands and why we feel the need to come forward with them in such a public fashion. Signed on behalf of the UMass Boston community and allies around the Commonwealth. While we take this upstairs, I'm going to hand off the mic to Gary Zabel, who will MC the rest of the speakers while we're all gone.
Wish us luck.
Wish us luck.
So we're going to go upstairs and accompany Ben now as he attempts to deliver the letter to the president.
Free UMass! Free UMass! Free UMass! Free UMass!
Excuse me, that way, you got to go back on that side. I can't have you doing anything up here.
We can't, we're delivering a letter to the 26th floor.
Hold on here, all right? 26th floor.
We need to deliver a letter to
one person.
Will you give this to William?
No, one person. One person. Deliver. You want
okay.
Deliver it? One me. One media.
In the press room.
One media.
Pardon?
Two media.
Two media people.
Two
media. Yeah. One student.
Two media.
All right.
I'll take them up.
Jim, right.
I'll take them up.
I think we got two this
media.
Guy.
Two media.
Yep. Excuse me. Okay. Two media. That's it. Two media. You and you, that's it.
We don't have time to arrange a pool.
Thanks. All right, we're inside. We got three inside. Cool. Come on. Independent Media Center.
Wait a minute.
UMass Press. Cool.
YouTube, that's it. Come on.
You gotta let everybody in.
Okay, we have a photographer and two print and an audio.
They should let somebody else go with you.
They should let one more video person in. Why don't you try to negotiate that with him?
Lou, all right. Watch the front. Come on. Let's go right in there. Oh, what the heck? Go ahead.
I was telling you.
Sorry.
I had no hands, really. You're a powerful woman.
26.
Excuse me, what is your name?
Ben Day.
Are you a student?
Yeah.
So what are you delivering there?
Did you say day?
Yeah. Have a nice day.
Mm-hmm. So Ben, what are you delivering there?
This is the letter we just read inside.
So here we are on the 26th floor coming up to the office, and whoever's escorting us is now negotiating with the secretary.
Quite a few people outside.
Right. Is there a representative?
Yeah.
Is Phillips about?
No, but I'll get Stephen Lenhart. Okay. He's our president.
So Phillips is not in?
Is Bulger in?
I don't. I work for the building. I'm not
oh,
sure.
Okay. So they're not even asking for Bulger. Can we ask for Bulger?
Sure.
Mrs. Bulger in?
Mrs.?
Mr. Bulger.
Mr.
No, I said
no,
Miss is
oh.
Bulger in.
Oh, no. He's
okay,
not.
He's not in.
Right. That's my knowledge.
There's a rally outside from the UMass community. Could you deliver this letter to William
Bulger? Absolutely,
Bulger?
I'd be glad to.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Are you aware of the demands of the UMass students?
I am not.
Can you go over them for him?
Well,
they're in
he
here
can
right
read
soon.
The letter, yes.
Yeah.
What's your name, sir?
I'm Steve Lenhart.
In the position?
I'm the Vice President for Management of the University.
Were you guys part of the effort to shut down the campus for the debates happening on October 3rd?
Were we guys part of what?
The management department. Was that part of shutting down the campus?
It wasn't the management department specifically, but I'm part of the senior management. It was a decision of the president and chancellor, yes.
It was a decision of president and chancellor. What was their reasoning behind shutting down the campus?
I don't know.
You don't know that?
I assume you can guess, but I don't know specifically.
I can't guess. Could you guess?
No. I'm not here to guess at anything.
Okay, well, you asked me to guess, so I was asking you to guess. Okay. As far as the people who are outside, are you willing to come down and talk with them about the university stance?
Well, I don't think it might be interesting, but I don't think they want to hear from me.
Is there a representative of the university who might be willing to go down and talk with them about the campus's decision?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
Okay, one of the demands in the packet is to be reimbursed for the campus being shut down, reimburse the students? Is that anything that you think could happen as someone representing the management?
I doubt it very seriously.
You doubt it? So that's not good management, huh?
No. I mean, obviously this is considered an important event for the university and has educational and civic benefits, which obviously were taken into account.
But those educational benefits won't benefit the students because they won't be there.
Well, the students are benefited in many ways, presumably not only being in classes, but attending a university that has good faculty, good service, good research. This is all part of the university mission.
But how do the debates benefit them directly?
Directly?
Yeah, the students.
Well, many benefits are indirect, obviously, which is what I just said.
In getting more professors to come to the university because of the fame drawn by the debates?
You put words in my mouth. I said you get enhanced faculty research and service when you have something like a presidential debate.
Mm-hmm. How many students are being allowed into the debate?
I have no idea. I'm not part of the details of the plan.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot. And maybe
President
somebody could come down.
I'm sorry?
Where's President Bulger today?
I have no idea.
Okay. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it. Successful?
Good enough.
Good enough?
Wanted to deliver the letter.
Yeah.
Vice President for Management.
VP for Management. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
You said Stephen, right?
Thanks.
No problem.
He'll get our letter.
So not work out.
So have you ever met the VP for management before? Did you know you had one?
That's the General University of Massachusetts, not UMass Boston. So
it's not. It's the General University of Massachusetts.
Now, does Bulger see the president in more than just
all of the UMass campuses?
He's president of all the UMass. So it was his choice to take Boston UMass. Well, he could have picked any UMass, right?
Right. Well, he was him and Kennedy were the two main forces bringing the debate to campus. Yeah, they tried to get the Democratic convention, but this was the booby prize.
The booby prize. Yeah. I like that.
So, Ben, what exactly were you delivering?
Just the letter to the letter stating UMass Boston community's demands.
The one that was read outside.
Yeah.
Were the students?
There's press packets with copies of the letter if you ask.
Letter stating the students' demands.
Yeah. Well. As well as many of the faculty and staff.
Were the students, faculty, or staff ever consulted in the shutting down of campus?
No.
Were they ever consulted in bringing the debates to campus?
No, we're not consulted for anything.
All right. So back to outside.
He agrees with us. Unfortunately, the Secret Service has told him what to do. We all know that President Bulger is very weak, gets pushed around by all kinds of people. Ben is back, and he'll tell us exactly how President Bulger reacted.
Well, unfortunately, I can't tell you how Bulger reacted since he wasn't home. But the Vice President of Management took our letter and says he'll deliver it promptly. Not a whole lot to tell. We're escorted up 26 floors and escorted back down. Yes, there are plush offices.
Okay, folks, listen. Mass Senior Action is picketing Pfizer Pharmaceutical Company on Memorial Drive in Cambridge. Their picket begins at 2 o'clock. Drug companies are price gouging. The elderly and young people with medical problems know this. People are spending major portions of their paycheck and their income on pharmaceutical expenses. So Mass Senior Action has organized a mass picket of Pfizer Pharmaceutical. That's going to be happening at 2 o'clock this afternoon, Memorial Drive. Do we have it? It's in the 100s, the Memorial Drive in Cambridge. So please go to that. Listen, thanks a lot for coming out. We're going to wrap this up. It's been a fantastic day. Thank you for striking a blow for genuine democracy. This is your country. Take it back. But we don't want to leave you on a down note, would we? No, we wouldn't, okay? This is the beginning of a fight, okay? We'll do a Free UMass chant, but I want to tell him something first. This is the beginning of a fight, okay? A lot of us have been organizing for this debate thing around UMass particularly. Always looked at it with the long view, okay? We're trying to organize a working class campus to become a political force in society, to get what it needs and to spread the word, right, that student power is back. We've been hearing this a lot, but I mean, I actually want to see this in action at a working class school, okay? So what we're going to be doing over the next few months is we're not going to drop this. This is going to keep going. So I want to make sure that everybody's signed up over there. There is a sign-up sheet with a woman with sunglasses and a green shirt, Marisa, over there. Tell her guy.